Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Beyond the Scoreboard, episode 20.
Big 20. Yeah.
Congratulations, Beyond the Scoreboard. You're 20 episodes old.
This is nuts. I can't believe it.
This is nuts. Jackson, joined by Aiden and Garrett. Welcome, fellas.
Man, happy to be here. All right, Garrett. All right. Let's calm down.
All right.
No need for that yet.
Well, yeah. All right. All right.
We've got a great show here for you guys.
That's right.
As last week we were talking, where's Alex Bregman going to sign? Well, it happened. Alex Bregman's headed to the Boston Red Sox.
It was an hour after we ended the show.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I mean, I was like, come on now.
So that was some of the breaking news. And there's also drama coming out of Boston now because of it. I don't know if you guys have saw, but Rafael Devers, their current third baseman, is... So when Bregman first made it to Boston, they actually tried him out at second base and shortstop. He was terrible.
Really?
So they then said, okay, we're going to have him play third base. Rafael Devers has said he's not moving. Said he refuses to move away from third base because their old GM, who, keep in mind, is now in St. Louis, told him, we are committed to you at third base. We will not make you switch position. We are committed to you at third base. So now he's saying, look, this was the promise that was made to me. You have to honor it. I think we could potentially see Rafael Devers being traded.
I mean, does he go to St. Louis?
I want him in Chicago.
You want everyone in Chicago.
I mean, you guys are heating up with all them signings.
Yeah.
I mean, we did. So I say there's no third baseman. And of course, this goes into some more breaking news. Chicago did pick up a third baseman.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yep.
Justin Turner's headed to Chicago.
Man,
one year, $6 million deal. Got him cheap. Got him real cheap. Granted, he's had some injury issues, hasn't played a lot the past couple years. Batted just a tick over 200 last season, 55 RBIs. But I definitely do think it is a good signing for Chicago. Needing a third baseman. That's true.
I agree, Jerry.
Yes, it is.
At the end of the day, money's money. You're not going to – you got to make the money. So you're going to move.
But I think potentially – Rafael Devers, I believe, is still a top-end third baseman in the league. So does give him some leverage to be able to get a bigger deal than what he currently has over there in Boston.
True.
As his current contract is 10-year, $313 million.
Dang.
That cap, there's no cap thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, baseball contracts are nuts.
So, yeah, the only thing to have is a luxury tax, which is if you exceed this number, you have to pay this amount. The thing is, you look at those teams, half of these teams, that luxury tax means nothing to you. You have so much money, you don't care. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cubs, the Brewers.
I mean,
the Brewers,
These owners have so much money to just throw around.
Yeah. I mean,
the Yankees, it seems like every year,
And then, the Yankees and Dodgers, especially. I mean, you saw the breakdown with the Guardians and the whatever you call it, the playoffs last year with the Yankees and Dodgers. I mean, I don't even know the difference between them. It was insane, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just like, it's stupid, but
it is. It's kind of ridiculous, and so I personally do wish that Chicago would, or not Chicago, excuse me, the MLB would
cap it.
Kind of switch to a salary cap. I don't think it'll ever happen because MLB prides themselves on not restricting their teams. Like their commissioner has said multiple times, we pride ourselves on not limiting these teams to the number of players that they could have and the monetary value that they will spend on these players. Because they said, if you are willing to give this player that kind of contract, they're obviously worth it.
Which
I see it from both sides.
It's funny.
Yeah, I see it.
Because the NFL, as I believe, Garrett, you mentioned, just to increase the salary cap. Like they announced that it's going to be increased to what was it?
Yeah, I think it was like 270. I can't remember, 277 to like 281 or something like that. It was I believe 11 million or something like that.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. They just announced that today. So, I mean, that's a, like, how much is that? An increase from last year? Like 20 million, 30 million?
Yeah, I think last year was like the most in the last 5 years, but this year it hasn't went up as much as everybody thought it was going to.
Yeah, that's
like I thought it was going to be a lot more, to be honest.
That's 50 million in the last 2 years. That's kind of nuts. Like that's a
big, it is.
That plays big dividends, especially in right now, this time of year, where we're looking at free agent signings or trades. Like we were talking about just before the show started, Myles Garrett. Where's Myles Garrett going to end up?
Oh, yeah. We heard
rumors of Matthew Stafford being traded.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, like, if we look here, I'm going to pull this up. If we look, you see, like, these teams down here, all these teams are over cap. And this is with the new adjusted salary cap. Oh, God. So, like, I mean, the Browns are $32 million over, $52 million over for the Saints. Like, I'm shocked this is the Browns insane. Are over. Not kidding. So, like, I mean, eventually, like, all right, let's calm down, buddy. I mean, Andrew Berry's really good at adjusting contracts and stuff, you know, making it work.
He's
amazing.
Not with Deshaun Watson, though.
No, he does. I'll tell you what. If there's one thing Andrew Berry is good at, it's at adjusting these contracts and making him like fit in the cap and making things work out. He is amazing at that. Even if he doesn't hit on draft picks and stuff, that's one thing I'll give him credit for.
As of lately, no. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Hopefully this year he hits. He has the number two pick, so he better hit. Like he's got one chance. If he doesn't, he's fired. But
the pick of the Cleveland Browns have selected Jalen Milroe.
Oh, I would cry. You know, I say that they can't mess this pick up, but they can. They can.
They can. They will. I'm sorry. They will.
They could draft Shador, Cam Ward, or Abdul.
Shador would be a mistake.
I won't be mad. I would not be mad.
Shador would be a mistake. Oh, we're getting into that again. No. Daniel Jeremiah says that Cam Ward is going to be the second pick for the Browns. That's the second overall pick. It'll be Abdul Carter number one.
If we can keep Myles Garrett, I'm okay with Cam Ward.
Abdul Carter
I am too, but yeah.
Abdul Carter, my opinion, the greatest draft prospect we've seen in 5 years.
That's crazy.
The last 5 years?
In 5 years.
I don't believe it.
I don't know about all that. Did you know at seven, Tyler Warren, the tight end.
To who's
yeah, going? The Jets.
Okay. I mean, see, if I'm the Jets, I don't hate it because you're going to bring in a good tight end and you're going to get in a new quarterback because of Aaron Rodgers being gone. I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
Yeah. I agree. You draft a second round QB, bring in a veteran.
If I'm the Colts, I'm ticked, but
yeah, real. They can get Colston Loveland.
Colston Loveland's
so do you ball. Think Quinn Ewers falls then? Because that's who I would see the Jets going with. He runs that same kind of offense in Texas.
No.
If they go Tyler Warren in the second round and he's still sitting there, that would be a good pickup. It would. Yeah.
I don't know.
They run the ball and
yeah, I wouldn't be that. Yeah, I could see it. And other breaking news though, Andy Dalton re-signs with the Panthers. Bryce, 2 year, $10 million contract, I believe. Him and Bryce really hit it off this year, apparently. So they had a really good connection. So that was good.
Is Carolina really committed to Bryce Young?
Yes. I think they should.
Yeah, I think so.
They said
well, think about it. What did this do to him?
What's a contract extension going to come? He's entering year three.
But this is my thing. Last year, you can't say that he didn't look good because as soon as he looked bad in the beginning, he didn't have nobody pushing him. Andy Dalton comes out there, starts swinging the rock, being the red rifle again. Yeah. All of a sudden, he comes back out, and he is – I'm not going to lie. Bryce Young looked really good at the end of the year.
He looked better than
really good.
But
He was laying in passes that I was very impressed with.
Yeah, you know.
But the other thing is
if the front office isn't committed, the fans and the team are. Like,
yeah,
But unfortunately, yeah. as we've seen, it doesn't a lot of times anymore. It doesn't matter what the team and the fans want. If the GM and front office isn't committed, he's gone. I mean, that ultimately this that's is what third it year? Is.
Third year? They're going into their third year.
He's going into his third. Okay. So if he doesn't have a contract extension by the end of this upcoming season,
well,
it makes
well, me they could still do an option. Committed?
Yeah, they could just do a fifth-year option.
Well, before,
because
they signed a four-year deal.
Their fifth-year is the option. Yeah.
It'd be cheaper.
It would be cheaper that way, but at the same time, if you're committed, no.
I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay with Bryce Young and the Browns.
I like that. I'd
love it.
I
would love it. But yeah.
I like that.
Cleveland's got a whole history of ruining quarterbacks, so Bryce Young would be done in 3 years.
Yeah, we don't want to do that to him. He still has got some guys. Yeah.
Upside. Says the Bears. Says the Bears fan. Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Says the guy that's got Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
Quarterbacks go to the Bears to die.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Listen her.
I do want to say
real quick. Cutler was decent.
Yes, he was. I liked him.
I liked Jay Cutler.
How long was his career? Anyway.
I did too.
Yeah,
he killed himself out there.
5 years in Chicago.
There was. We talked about Shador there for a second. He did say that when he's playing Madden, the only team he likes to play is the Browns because he likes the way they move. So it's sounding like Shador really wants to go to the Browns. So just figured
I'd hear that? Did you hear that? I'd
put that in there real quick.
2 weeks ago, I'm pretty sure it was Cam Ward you wanted. Now it's Shador. Which one you want?
I like the way my opinion on Shador is changing. I will say that. Originally, I was all on Cam Ward, but Cam Ward is getting really cocky. I've noticed. He came out with a statement that was, if team passes on me, I'll remember that, and you'll have to play against me my whole career. It's like, okay, buddy, calm down. Be grateful.
Amon-Ra did the same thing.
Amon-Ra's done the same thing. I like the attitude.
He's a little diva.
Aiden, you're going to have to clip this video here for this part right here. You're going to have to make sure we save this part. Shador Sanders is going to be a bust in the NFL.
Yeah, clickbait right there. That's clickbait.
No, yep. I fully believe Shador Sanders is going to be a bust in the NFL.
Okay, you know what?
No running game, no offensive line. Did not get any defensive help. He didn't do anything. He went to a college where he set and broke four title records. He went to an all-black college. One, they said that was too easy. Then he comes to Colorado. What is Colorado now? Most players want to go there. Do you know who they just got at quarterback now? Like, buddy, you're losing me there.
I don't think
Where's that random?
I fully believe he will not turn out in the NFL. If he goes to Tennessee,
Cam
Scataboo.
I was going to say, if the Browns don't draft him, I hope you're right. If the Browns do draft him, you're wrong. Easily. See, my thing is
if he goes to Cleveland, he's got a better chance than Tennessee.
I have the same feelings about Colson Loveland. I think Colson Loveland's going to be a bust in the NFL. I think he's a very overrated
If he goes, to the Chargers, I disagree.
Yeah, that's a good spot he could land.
I think he's no better than Bosa leaving, just this draft class.
Yeah.
Also,
Tyler Warren and the guy from Bowling Green is better.
Well, Tyler Warren, obviously.
Yeah, he's like a John O. Smith. Yeah,
you've got the Helm kid in Texas that I think is pretty serious. If he's given the opportunities, I think he's very good.
Also, Garrett, you mentioned just for a second there that Bosa is leaving the Chargers, correct?
Yeah, what sources are saying is that Joey Bosa will not be brung back and Khalil Mack will not be brung back either.
Really?
So you're talking
Khalil
two
Mack
holes.
Come back to Chicago, please.
Well, how old is Khalil Mack?
He would be 34, 33.
He's nearing the end of his career. Does he just retire?
I don't think he does.
The last 4 years, he has not been injured.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. So to be the beginning of his career, he was double teamed the whole time, and then he had two big significant injuries. But these last 4 years in San Diego, he has been playing every game. His stats the last 2 years have been better than Bosa, like statistically and PFF graded. He has been stopping the run better. He's good. Does he go? The guy's good. That's what I'm scared of. Yeah, that's what I'm scared of.
Dude, the Bills, they get that defense together. They're pulling a bunch of, like, this offseason is going to be insane for the Bills. I'm telling
you. If Vaughn can come back how he was.
That's my question. What are we thinking on Von Miller? Is he done?
Well, that's my thing. Greg Rosu, he is a stud at defensive end.
For sure.
And then Von Miller, like, if he's not, what did he sign? A 5-year 150?
Did he really?
2 years ago? Like, yeah, dude, he signed a huge extension.
See, the thing is, huge. Like, I mean, the Bills are going to go all
And that out. Was a wrong decision, I think. That was a really bad decision by Buffalo.
6-year 120.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Dude, you're like 32 and you got that 31? That's insane.
Well, the thing is like, the Bills, obviously, they've proven that they don't need the wide receivers. They don't need the offense. Like, they've proven that. They need that defense, though. So they're
going to
go
They're going out. To.
Like, Miles Garrett, they're going for Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa. I'm telling you, they're going to go for everything they can this offseason.
I think
they already said Bosa.
Really?
I personally think in order for the Bills to
get over the hump,
they need another wide receiver. Like, I'm going to say it, they need another receiver.
I think this is
the offseason to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for real.
You've got a Cooper ton Cup. Of guys.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, T. Higgins.
What is L.A.?
He takes Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel at that spot.
What is L.A. wanting for him? That's going to be the biggest question. What do they think he's worth?
Second or a third.
I think L.A. believes he's worth a first.
I don't. He's too old.
I don't think he is, but looking at his seasons, I mean, 3 years ago, he was
the
best wide receiver in football.
Oh, no, it was three. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a triple crown.
He had the triple crown. Took him to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Won him a Super Bowl.
See, the thing is, though, he hasn't had a full season since that year.
So that
he's getting injury prone. See, my thing is if I'm the Bills, if the Bengals don't re-sign T. Higgins, which I think they will, unfortunately, I'm going after T. Higgins.
Now, hold on. You just told me we couldn't pay. We paid CeeDee Lamb. We're going to pay Micah. We're going to pay Dak. And then we can't bring in somebody else. They're trying to pay Trey Hendrickson, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase is going to want $40 million. No way. That's 56% of the cap.
Yeah, Joe Burrow did say that.
He deserves the $40 million.
See, my thing
absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I can't remember if Joe Burrow said that they need to figure out a way to pay us all, or if he said that we're going to take the pay cuts. He said one or the other.
He said that he would be okay with working with something if it was the right guy. Obviously, that means keeping Jamar and T.
Yeah, I think
Jamar right now is making 21.
He's worth way more than that.
Oh, for sure. He's the best wide receiver in football.
And he's a free agent at the end of this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Wow. Looking at
they should have paid him last year. They should have paid him last year.
Yeah, because now they're going to be screwed.
Think about it. Yeah, they're screwed now. Jamar T. Higgins, Chase, Jamar Chase.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Sam Hubbard.
That's what I was saying.
They let Sam Hubbard.
Geno Stone. Jermaine Pratt.
Jermaine Pratt's leaving.
Dude,
Jermaine Pratt said he's leaving.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, okay, so if we're going to look at this logistically, like they try to keep everything with big players on one side of the ball. Who are you not bringing back then? You keep Jamar Chase, bring back Hendrickson and Hubbard, or do you keep both receivers and say, screw the defense? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't pay all these guys. You can't. Well, you can't work with 48% of cap on 49 other guys. That's insanity.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's like 49 other guys and you're going to work with under half of your cap. That's insane, man. That's insane.
That's rough. That is rough.
Yeah. That was on the Rich Eisen show this morning. I watched that this morning. It was like, if they paid them five or over what they were saying. So like Jamar Chase was 35, 40, T was 25 to 30, and they paid Hendrickson the 30, that's 52% of the cap for next year.
That is just insane.
And him, Burrow. Yeah, so you'd be working with 48% for 49 other guys. You couldn't do it. You can't do it.
I saw a thing that said the Browns in next year, if they were to trade Miles and Watson, they would have 58% of their cap and people that they weren't paying, that weren't on the team.
The 58%. Problem is the owner. Yeah, the owner said, let's push Deshaun Watson's all of his guaranteed to the end. Remember, because he said he would fix it to get Amari, keep Amari, do all this. That's what's going to hurt. You were paying him 42 this year.
The thing is pushing it towards like spreading it out is to like help, because the cap is going to increase every year. So it's really like you're paying him less towards the end, which makes sense, but it's like, it's going to hurt more because you're going to have less to spend on players actively. So like, I get it. Cause like he's getting its void years, but I don't know either way.
So since we're talking about players' contracts, whether they resign, looking at Buffalo, we were talking about Buffalo for a minute. Are they going to resign Rasul Douglas?
They should.
Corner?
Yeah. They have to.
He's hit his void year. His last contract was 1.03.
That's crazy.
Wrong person. 4.1.
I was going to say where I was. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong guy. 4.125.
Okay. He's good. I like Rasul. I've always liked him.
He was good in Green Bay.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. He was good in Green Bay. I just feel like he is better on that Bills system.
Yeah.
He's more of a bump and run cover guy. I think he's really good. A lot of things are thrown at him, and it looks like he's bad on the camera, but I feel like he is a lot better than people realize.
Ooh, which the Bills are $13 million over cap right now with the new salary. So yeah. They're going to have
Von Miller's cut.
Yeah, I think he's well, the thing is will they're going to get a penalty, aren't they? If they cut him?
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. But they had I think it was $60 million guaranteed, is that right, Jackson? Or was it $50 million that was guaranteed in that contract for Von Miller?
Yeah, 50.
So my thing is they paid the 28 up front when they got him. You wouldn't have very much penalty left. You don't have to give the guaranteed if you cut him. So I don't know. I don't know. I think that would be the best bet though.
Aiden, looking at your guys', I got a few questions for you. And Garrett, I'm gonna move to you next.
Yeah.
Jedrick Willis.
He's gone.
Resign or no?
No. I really don't like
him. He's leaving Cleveland at 11.8.
Man. Yeah,
40 was that. What about Jameis?
Jameis?
Yeah, that's...
He's gone, unfortunately. Back. No, he's gone. It sucks.
Jameis was there for 2.2.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
I would agree.
Like, he was... Yeah. He brought a lot of energy and stuff to the locker room, but, like, the fact that we benched him the last two games is saying he's gone, so...
And, Aiden, all your guys
never know.
Like dead cap hit is killing you.
I know. It's like
Amari Cooper getting 22, Za'Darius Smith getting 14.
Yeah. And it's going on until 2027.
Yeah.
You guys are second in dead cap at just behind under 40.
Behind the Saints, I'm pretty sure. Or the Broncos.
In total cap, you guys are number one.
Yeah.
And 351.
Hey, question. Montez Sweat, is this his last year on his contract?
He's got one more. 2025.
I just couldn't remember because he's like, he's at like 25 million. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I forgot we re-signed him to a deal. He's here through 2028.
Really?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know about that. Okay.
We signed him at an extension before the season. I forgot about that.
Well, somehow you guys got really good on your cap numbers.
Yeah, we're great on our cap numbers. The number
six
in the cap space. Our dead cap is down at 24th, and we're not paying.
You guys are only paying three guys. You guys are only paying like three guys. Monte Sweat, $25 million. DJ Moore, 24.9. Jalen Johnson, 21. Like,
and then after that, it drops off to 17 to Tremaine Edmonds, and then after that,
and then
it's
11.
Down to 11. That's what we met.
Yeah, 9.75.
All those guys are here at least through 2027.
Yeah, I know. On paper, one you guys look pretty good.
Oh, one of them we have through 2030.
Yeah, we have on DJ paper, Moore, yeah. Caleb Williams too, right? Yeah.
Caleb Williams is here through 2029.
2029, yeah.
So we'll realistically we will end up re-signing him.
I would say so. But he'll
be big, and so our dead cap hits is Nate Davis is the only one over a million.
Mm-hmm. For us, it's gonna be rough.
Man, I can't believe that we have $51 million in dead money.
That's a lot of money, man. Dallas. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yikes. Okay, you do have a few players you guys need to make decisions on. DeMarcus Lawrence, paying an 8.7 right now.
I think he let him
go. Are you going to bring him back? He was, and his dead cap hit is 7.4.
My problem is if we do bring him back, that means another restructured deal. If you can't get him under 3.5, I can't do it. Like the injury prone last 2 years, he's very good at stuffing the run. He really is, but
yep.
I can't do that for 5 games a year.
You're going to have to pay Micah.
You got Brandon Cooks as well, sitting at a $4 million deal. And that would be,
I think Brandon we should keep. I would take Brandon back. Honestly, he has not been what we thought he would be, but you have to bring him back. He's a team guy.
That's it. You're dead. Money hits aren't as bad as I was expecting, honestly.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you it's not
guys on it, but no one that was huge money. I mean, your biggest one was Michael Gallup at 8.7.
That's the guy who I was.
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see Dak's cap hit though?
Dak's cap hit is 89.8.
Yeah, it's going to get
restructured, though.
Did you see what his dead cap is, though, if you guys would let him go? 151.
No. Yep, can't do
that. Do you guys think you trade Dak anytime soon?
Can't. No trade clause.
Yeah, but if
he's got a no trade clause.
No trade clause through what? Or through the whole contract?
2-year option. 2-op. So the next this year and next year.
Upcoming season.
Yeah.
So.
You can let him go. And his contract's through 2029.
That's my thing. Like, if he would raise it or appeal for it, I would. Next year would be the best bet because you're going to see the full year after the injury. That's what I think would be your best outlook for it. So I mean, realistically, if we're going. Yeah.
I mean, like, would you want to trade him, though, if you could?
If he come, you have to give him another year.
You think
obviously with what your situation is in the contract. Yeah. I mean, Jerry made it that way.
It's kind of like me. It's kind of like me last year with Deshaun or like this. Yeah. This past year, I was like, he was injured. I want to give him another year. See what he's like, but yeah.
Have you guys looked at all the different wide receiver free agents? And I know we're sticking with this topic for quite a while. Trust me, we'll move on here in just once. This is the last thing I have to say about it. We were talking about all the wide receiver free agents. There is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Probably one of the best I've seen. One of the best I've seen in the last few years.
I'm going to go through a list of them. Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin, Brandon Cooks, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Williams, Robert Woods, Marquise Brown, Deontay Johnson, DJ Chark, Nelson Aguilar, Tyler Boyd, Zach Pascal, Zay Jones, Braxton Berrios, who is a great special teams player.
I was going to say, every guy you said on there could be a good second, third guy, though. Every one of them, at least.
Jameson Crowder was a longtime Jet. I'm not seeing much of any. Sterling Shepard. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson could be a serviceable three. Juju Smith-Schuster mm-hmm. has such a very up-down season. Three. Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Deep ball threat.
Mecole Hardman.
Did you say Amari Cooper?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Would
you take – would any one of you, even the Bears stack right now, would you – I mean, you'd have to take at least one of them guys if you have the money sitting around. You have to at least solidify if Keenan leaves, right?
Yeah.
Because Odunze, he showed. But DJ Moore, I'm like, I don't know what to take from. I don't know, man. There's
I don't know what to make of it either. I'd be okay us making a push for T. Higgins, obviously. I would hate us trying to look at Chris Godwin. I don't think Tampa Bay lets but if they do, I would hate just
Tampa Bay has to bring him back.
Even if you're not fully in on him, I wouldn't mind just taking a look at him. Mac Hollins is one I've got from Buffalo, but I think Buffalo brings him back. He had a pretty decent year.
Okay.
Dude, he's a stud. He's always been a stud, and nobody gives him the ball. That's my issue with it. The Raiders didn't. They didn't. I don't know.
What about Marquise Brown?
I like him.
I don't hate him.
Okay, here's
he's always one. Like this.
What about KJ Osborne?
Yes.
I like him.
I don't mind. I would bring him in. He could be a good three in Chicago.
Good three. Yep.
All right. Here's another one. DJ Chark.
I love DJ Chark.
Nah. Right. Too injured. Drop the ball. What? The guy doesn't play half a year. He had more drops when he was in Carolina than Mike Williams did in San Diego. Like, no.
I'm hoping that we get in and we bring him back to Jacksonville style of DJ Chark. Because DJ Chark in Jacksonville,
You know what, Jarrett? I don't hate the idea of the Bills taking Juju. Like, he's
why would he?
I think the Bills try to make a bigger splash, though. If they're able to, if they can maneuver some money around. T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Brandon Cooks.
But the thing is, he's like, Juju's one of those guys, like the Chiefs signing D-Hop, he's reliable. Like,
yeah, he is.
He doesn't have to be like one of those explosive guys. He's reliable. He's someone to fall back on. So, all right. I think it's time to move on to picks.
Yeah. So let's go back to our picks for the week. Let's do this very quickly.
Yeah.
And that took a lot longer than what was expected.
Hey, it was worth it, though. I'm just going to run through. Oh, let me
run through the picks from the week super duper fast. Run through here as quick as humanly possible. It's a game on tonight.
Let's see, last Wednesday.
Villanova beat St. John's. That happened while we were on air. I remember that happening.
Was there a Big Ten game? Let me see if I can find it. Yep, Ohio State beat Washington. That happened on air as well. SEC.
Yes, that did.
Nope. Let's go back to the top 25. Thursday. Maryland beat Nebraska.
Maryland looking very scary right now, honestly.
Yeah.
This one. Auburn and Alabama. Battle of the Colossus over here. Yep, that was a lot. Not as close as I thought it was going to be, honestly. Houston, Arizona. Pretty close game here. Houston pulled through, though. Ooh, Jackson. Wisconsin, Purdue. Wisconsin upsets Purdue. Given Purdue
a little bit later, I've got something I want to talk about, not just about Purdue, but about Big Ten in general.
That was actually a close game, though.
Hey,
until the very end, it was.
Garrett, look at that.
I know.
Texas upsets Kentucky.
That's what I was talking about.
Ole Miss ends up losing to Mississippi.
Kansas dropped that game to Utah as well.
That did, yeah. I know. That's kind of surprising. And then let's move on to Sunday. St. John's pulls off the win over Creighton. Wichita State upsets Memphis. Unfortunately, Ohio State falls to Teton.
Yeah.
It was awful. The end sucked. Maryland destroys Iowa.
Maryland came back. Maryland was down by 4 at halftime, just so you know.
That's insane.
Couple flags up bomb. There. Sorry. Moving on.
Oh, whoa. All right. Shots fired. What? Shots fired.
Another Cooper clip. Flag. There we go.
Yeah, real. We love Cooper flag around here. Come on.
Wow, man.
yourself.
Mississippi State destroys A&M in a crazy upset. TCU upsets Texas Tech. Michigan State hands.
Is that two in a row?
That's
my third. Damn. Third
straight.
Look at that BYU game. Scroll down. You missed it.
Oh, BYU.
Holy
destroys Kansas. Holy.
Beautiful.
They only had 26 in the first half.
And currently
26 in the first half
on Vandy.
Hintz is very overrated.
So then let's go to the NBA real quick. Terrible week. I hate All-Star Week.
What?
I hate All-Star
Week. I have a rant about this a little bit later on. This was literally the only day that we had the only game, and it was the Mavericks winning.
Yeah, there we go. Boom.
Hey.
Picks real quick. Easy. As you can see, I did. Oh, I'm not sharing it. Hang on 1 second, ladies and gents.
So you talking crazy over there, Jackson, with your no Cooper flag. Now you're saying the Mavericks win a game. Hey, we got everybody out, bro.
As you can see, I did terrible.
Just the Mavs.
Went,
you won five games.
No, six. Wait.
One, two, three, four, five. You've won five games there, bud.
I went six.
Oh, I see it down here. Bama, Missouri. I see it.
No, I messed something up here. I don't know how I went. I went six. I just don't know what and then that brings it up to 32-29. You did worse than me. 5-7.
I'm still beating you all time, though.
Barely, by one. What did I mess up here?
Toss up the L's. I think you really only won five games.
I think the Bama-Mizzou game, Bama won, didn't they?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, no. Oh, it's bouncing back and forth now. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Either way, whatever happens.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's because I got the one game whatever. Time to move on.
So we have written down Zebra Stripes next, but it's going to be a little bit different this week. We're not going to watch any video. It is strictly going to be me almost ranting here for a minute. I don't know how much Big Ten basketball you both have watched. Me, as you all know, I am a college basketball fanatic. Love college basketball. That was crazy.
That was kind of wild. Ooh, chills.
Great minds think alike. But no. Big Ten officiating has just been awful.
Yeah. It's been
Big Ten officiating this season has been horrendous. There was just one video clip I wanted to show.
Blame your three losses on is officiating.
No, because honestly, I don't even think the worst game was a Purdue game. I think it was the Wisconsin Illinois game.
See, as an Ohio State fan, I'll own my losses. Well, I get it. You know, sometimes you just suck. But I'm just kidding. Sometimes
against the Illinois team, though, is that what he said?
Yeah, Illinois, Wisconsin was just
Wisconsin has been.
Yeah,
Wisconsin's definitely had some games that's been interesting. I've been watching
a
lot more college basketball, and I've definitely seen a lot of interesting calls. Oh yeah, of course, of course.
What I'm thinking of.
College basketball is awesome, except for when Ohio State loses. Then it's not so awesome.
No, then it's great.
Especially when wide open shot and it's short, and I mean Michigan's two big guys, Wolf and whatever the other guy's name. I can't remember his name now, and he trips, and wide open basket is just short, and we lose, and I cry myself to sleep.
In shock.
It's just a terrible day. But, happens. We're still making the tournament, and we're going to win it all. So,
unfortunately, I cannot find the video I was wanting to show.
Garrett, is Texas going to win it all?
No, absolutely not. I'm humble, okay?
See? As an Ohio State fan who just won the Natty, I deserve it.
Okay.
There we go.
So some of us win the Natty.
Yeah, probably one of the best prospects at wide receiver, but yeah.
I couldn't find the video, but if you guys go back and rewatch the Purdue game, there's at one point Purdue-Wisconsin. Wisconsin guy dribbles across half court, is standing in the coffin corner. Fletcher Lawyer comes up, play good defense on him. So the offensive player literally takes his forearm like this and throws Lawyer to the ground.
No call?
No block was called. No charge was called. And I'm like, okay, maybe the ref looked in another direction at that time because it happens. It does happen. He's staring right at the play. My question is, if there was contact made, you need to call a foul one way or the other.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Big Ten fishing has been terrible.
They called a flagrant in the Ohio State Michigan game on a free throw on, I think it was Wolf, for like barely touching. Oh, I can't remember who it was. Barely touching the guy and he fell, and they called a flagrant. Well, so
there was a flagrant too called in the Purdue Wisconsin game early,
really,
like first quarter.
Yeah,
or not, I guess not yep. quarter, but what would have been the first quarter?
It would have been first half.
So if you watch it, Trey Kaufman Wren was setting a screen near the right elbow. Player comes around, tries to go around the screen when he's like trying to dip underneath. His hand got him below the belt. And they ejected him.
Dang, that's crazy.
Like, you're watching the play. It was a basketball play. It wasn't a close fist. Wasn't even looking like he was trying to. He was just trying to get around the screen. No, they ejected him.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough for my rant. So, kind of looking at this upcoming MLB season. And your opinion, your guys' is both opinion. So we're just going to go through MLB really quick. It's really the only thing I had besides Bregman being signed to Boston. looking at MLB, who's the top dog right now? Who do you view as the top dog?
I think it's obvious.
The Red Sox. The Red Sox.
Is it obvious?
Yeah.
Who?
The Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, buddy.
Man.
You know what, Aiden? I will give you. I'll give you my prediction for the
Ellie De La Cruz.
NL Central. I'll give you my prediction for the NL Central.
Oh, it's not going to be the Reds. It's going to be the Brewers. It's always the Brewers.
Brewers at one. Cubs at two.
Reds at three.
No.
Oh.
Cards at three.
I was going to say, it could be the Pirates.
Reds at four.
Then the Pirates.
Reds at four.
And then Pirates at five.
Yeah, the Pirates suck. That's probably what it's going to be. Reds. Too. Yeah, the Reds suck. It's probably.
NL Central gets two teams in the postseason.
Yeah.
Brewers and Cubs both make it. Because I think they have very similar records towards the end of the year. I think they're separated by one or two games. Towards the end of the year.
Okay. All right.
Look at the two rosters. See which one's better. Oh, wait, that's right. Not the Reds.
All right, buddy. Let's calm down. It's probably the Dodgers.
Unfortunately, it's Dodgers, I believe. I fully believe it's
the
Dodgers.
I honestly think that the Guardians have a top five team.
A top five?
Yeah.
I think you're smoking drugs, but okay.
The Guardians have a top five roster.
There's another random. I'll make sure we get a hold of somebody. There's a random right there. Random drug test again. I think both of you need a break or take some air.
I got a friend that's a police officer in Columbia City. I'll give him a call here super fast and be like, hey, we need to do an at-home check at Aiden.
No, the Guardians are gonna win it all this year.
Huh?
The Guardians are winning it all this year.
I think the Reds are more likely to win it all than the Guardians.
The Guardians were one step away.
If your one step is a jump, skip, and a hop for 5 miles.
Bro, they were one step away from making it.
They were also one play away from winning it in 2016, but that's right. The Cubs beat them. Sorry.
All right, buddy. I don't live in the past. Come on now.
Hey, we've won a World Series more recently.
I do live in the past. I do live in the past.
Yeah, we know. Buckeyes fan. Browns fan.
Buddy.
Browns have nothing to celebrate.
We won the Natty this year. We've won a playoff game more recently than the Bears. Yeah. Yeah.
The Browns have?
Yeah, 2020.
When?
2020.
Who did you beat in 2020?
The Steelers. The 11-0 Steelers. Yeah. Who's talking now? They were 11-0, and then they went to 12-5.
You yeah. just said in the playoffs.
Yeah. They were 11-0, and then they dropped to 12-5.
Oh, and then we I was going to say, they weren't 11-0 when you played them.
No, we beat them in the wild card.
All right.
Yeah, they were winning 11 straight.
Yeah, and then they lost to the Cardinals, who were 3 and whatever.
So this was a little bit more of a last-minute thing that we had briefly talked about. Aiden's got some college basketball bracket predictions for us that we are going to take a gander at.
Let me get this on.
As we know, we are like just a few weeks away.
I got this one pulled up and then got another one that we can look at as well.
All right. So looking here, you zoom it. There we go. Beautiful. All right. We'll start with the first four.
Yes, sir.
I don't hate it. I think BYU and Texas could both be higher than a first four.
Fair.
But, yeah. I mean, I guess I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, guys, losing power to the computer and bad signal. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right. Sorry about that.
All good.
Yeah, I believe BYU and Texas need to be higher than 11 seeds. But that's just my opinion. I can see them both being like an 8 or a 9.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But other than that, I think it's okay. Moving on. So let's look at the South region. Auburn at 1. It's Auburn at 1.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Auburn's the number 1 overall seed and is going to be. Creighton at 8. I don't hate Creighton at 8. I see Creighton as more of a 6 or a 7.
Really, that high?
I do. I think Creighton's really good.
Okay, fair enough.
Utah State at a 9. Kansas at a 5. I think that's too high. I see Kansas at more than 7. Kansas has struggled a lot.
You see Kansas below Creighton?
I do.
I don't.
And I could see Kansas as a first-round exit.
I don't know about that.
George Mason, a team don't know much about. St. John's, I can see, is a fringe 3 seed. St. John's is really coming into their own right now. A fantastic defensive team.
I definitely agree.
Arkansas State, I don't know much about them. Mississippi State, they can go on some runs and score a lot of points. I think that's a very intriguing matchup as well, or very intriguing team. Purdue at a 3 seed. I like Purdue sitting at a 3 seed. I agree. Struggled a lot lately. I think we could potentially get ourselves back up to a 2 seed. It's going to take a lot of work, but I could see us as the number 1 3 seed.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maryland at a 7. I like them as a 6.
I like
Maryland on the 6 line. Because I think Maryland's going to be a scary team. So looking at some of these teams also, so scroll a little bit higher up to see the rest of the South region. Looking at some of these teams that could get automatic bids, I think Auburn gets an automatic bid. I think Creighton has the potential of getting an automatic bid in the Big East. I think it could come down to Creighton and St. John's in the Big East.
Yeah.
For that crown. I think Purdue is very much in the run in the Big Ten. I think the Big Ten's kind of wide open there in the tournament. Is going to be. And I think
Maryland.
All good, Garrett. Good to have you back.
I think the same thing with Maryland. I think Maryland's right there in the running in the Big Ten tournament. But as I said, I see Maryland as a 6 seed.
I can see Maryland as a 6 seed as well.
Now, looking at it, Texas A&M on the 2 line, I could see them and Purdue switched 2 and 3 based off of quality of wins. I could see them being switched. With Purdue having some big wins, including one against Alabama, who I do believe is a 1 seed. as looking over there in the Midwest, I believe Bama at a one seed is very fair. I like Bama at a one seed. St. Mary's as an eight seed, I don't hate it. I don't know much about them. UConn as a nine seed, I feel is too high.
You feel nine is too high for UConn?
I think nine's too high for UConn. UConn has been a very up and down team. Oh,
wow.
You need to sit down and watch a UConn game. UConn for the first time in three years is not ranked.
They're still competitive with teams like St. John's, Marquette, Creighton.
I don't know. I don't see UConn being a top nine team.
I do.
I don't either.
I think they win first round at least.
I think UConn needs to get a very good draw to win first round. I think they need a very helpful draw in the first round. Missouri on the five seed line, I like it. I think Missouri is going to be a very scary five seed. I think Missouri could be a five seed that we could see in the Sweet 16. Michigan State on the four seed line.
I disagree.
I think it's a little low. I think they need to be on a three.
I think they need to be a three or two, honestly.
I wouldn't put them as high as a two yet with some rough losses. Not really any huge wins besides the Purdue win for that Michigan State squad. What scares me about the Michigan State team, Aiden, you and I talked on the phone about this. Michigan State is just a very young team.
Well, yeah. Well, they play Michigan this week. If they beat Michigan, I think they deserve that two spot. As long as they don't have any bad losses.
I would agree. And I think they need to have that one. And going back to Purdue, I think the way Purdue gets a two seed, they got to win out the rest of the regular season.
Yeah,
they want a shot at that two seed line. They need to win out the rest of the season, which is totally possible.
Which this do they play Michigan or Michigan State the rest of the season?
No, they've already played them both already.
I think it's over.
I know they've got Illinois. They might have Wisconsin again, which would be a big win getting that one against Wisconsin because I see Wisconsin on a three line.
Yeah.
Which we'll get down to them in a minute. Illinois on a six line. I don't hate it. Illinois has fallen off a lot lately as well. I wouldn't hate seeing Illinois at a seven or even possibly an eight. Illinois just needs to get back to playing their style of basketball, and that's just making your shots.
Yeah.
Texas Tech at a three seed. I like it. Potentially could look at them and Michigan State being switched at a three and a four.
Yep.
Louisville at a seven, I like. Ohio State at a 10, I love. I think Ohio State's a good 10 seed. I think Ohio State's going to be a good 10, 9 or 10 seed, and I think they could be a 9 or 10 seed that we see making a decent run. I could see Ohio State potentially pulling off an upset against, in this case, scenario at Tennessee. I could potentially see that.
It's just they play good at random times.
And they do. And yeah, what they need to do is they just need to start playing well consistently.
Yeah, that's the issue. Tennessee at two line
is beautiful. I don't think they've done enough to be a one.
Agreed.
Not Florida yet, at a one seed. But they look very good.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of Auburn, Florida's the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I like Florida at a one seed.
Duke. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like Duke at a one seed. I really do. I think it's going to be close, though, between Duke and Houston for the last one seed.
Yeah, Houston's been very good.
So keep looking at the West there. New Mexico, I don't hate New Mexico in eight. Gonzaga at a nine. I like Gonzaga at a nine. I have them actually at a 10.
Fair.
I think Gonzaga is a decent team. I think they're still decently young. I think next year could be a very good year for Gonzaga. Marquette on the five line. I think it's a little low. I think Marquette needs to be a four. I think Marquette needs to be a four.
That's fair.
Marquette is another one of those teams where they pride themselves on defense. And you hear it everywhere. Defense wins championships. And I think this is a Marquette team that we could see make a run in March Madness.
That's fair.
Arizona on a four line. I like it. Arizona's got some good wins. Arizona's also had a few rough losses, but sitting at a four seed, I like. High Point at a 13 seed. It could be a 13 seed that we see pull off a 4-13 upset. High Point is a very good team. Ole Miss at a six line. I like it. I could see them at a five, but I don't hate them at a six.
They've had some rough losses.
Iowa State out of three. I don't hate it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I could see them being a two.
Really? I was thinking the opposite.
I think Wisconsin out of two is too high.
I don't.
I don't think Wisconsin has done enough to be a two. I think they are trending towards a two.
Well, but the fact that they're a two over Michigan and Michigan State is crazy.
I think them at a two seed, I think they are trending towards a two seed.
I don't know how they're a two over Michigan State.
If the tournament started today, I see Wisconsin at a three. I don't see any Big Ten team as a one or a two seed right now. Season ended right now, no Big Ten teams a one or a two.
Mm.
Because they've all beat up on each other too much.
That's fair. That's fair.
Memphis out of seven. I don't hate Memphis out of seven. I think that's a good spot for Memphis and Vanderbilt to both be sitting at a 10 and a seven.
Yeah, agreed.
Garrett had some technical difficulties and looks like he's trying to get back on for us. Duke out of one seed. I mean, Duke or Houston's going to fight for that last one seed. That's just what it's going to be. It's going to be Duke and Houston fighting for that last one seed.
Yeah.
Baylor at eight, Nebraska at a nine. I like both of those. Nebraska's going to be a tough nine out, though. When Nebraska's shooting the ball well, they are going to be a very tough team to beat.
Yeah, Nebraska can be tough.
UCLA at a five, that's a little high. I think UCLA is at a five is high.
Yeah, I feel
like see UCLA Nebraska more as a seven.
Yeah, I'd agree. Seven or eight.
Kentucky out of four. I hate a Kentucky out of four.
I'd agree.
I don't think Kentucky's done enough to be a top three seed. Clemson at six. Clemson's got some hefty wins, including one against Duke. And so I like Clemson sitting there at a six line. Michigan out of three. Once again, as I said, season ended today. No Big Ten team should be any higher than a three seed.
I agree.
And I think we could have the potential of all four three seeds being a Big Ten squad. Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin. And I wouldn't hate that. Oregon out of seven. Oregon needs to start winning games by a decent margin to be that high. Right now I have them at a nine or a 10.
Okay.
Houston out of two seed. Once again, two or one. Going over there to the first four out, I like Georgia. I like Georgia as a first four team out. I think you have the potential of switching them in an Arkansas, them in a West Virginia. I think you had a very strong argument for either one. Indiana's still sitting there, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know how. You're going to say it's my Purdue bias, but you sit there and watch an IU basketball team play, and they're just – there's nothing there that even I've talked to some IU fans, nothing there excites them. There's nothing there for them to be excited about. Their net ranking is a 57.
That is insane.
Xavier sitting also at the one of the first four out. I don't hate Xavier being one of the first four out. I think Xavier needs to pull up a few good wins. I have the same feeling about North Carolina. I think North Carolina is done. I think North Carolina and IU are both done. I don't think they have much of a hope anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So next week we will pull up the bracket again, and we will give it our grades. I give that one a B. I don't think it was terrible. I think for the most part they had the right teams in.
I just think the
ranking of them could be switched.
I agree for the most part. Yeah, I don't think there's too much there that was terrible. I think Michigan State being ranked four, not a fan of that.
I was a fan of that. I think they're deserving of a three seed.
Yeah, I'd agree. And then, I mean,
and once again, mine is all based off of if the season ended today. That could be what they're trending towards, which I could understand Michigan State possibly being a four seed, losing Wisconsin. A few games there in a row.
But yeah, because Wisconsin at two is crazy. That is nuts.
I don't hate Wisconsin at a three seed at all. I think Wisconsin could, and I think Wisconsin could end up being a two seed.
Yeah, that is.
But I think they have to continue to win.
Yeah. So.
Well, so moving along here, I have a little bit to talk about the All-Star weekend. It was terrible.
Not a fan. I just want to watch basketball. I don't like if do the All-Star at the end of the season, like the Pro Bowl. Like, why are we doing it in the middle?
Like, well, see, I think the NFL needs to switch it to the being in the middle of the season.
Really?
So I don't know if you saw this. Joe Burrow.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What he thinks the NFL should change to.
I love it.
He thinks they need to add an extra week on the season.
Yep.
But you don't play an extra game. Each team gets their regular bye weeks, but and then you have 1 week where everyone has the same bye week, and that's where you throw in the Pro Bowl because the teams that make the Super Bowl, those guys don't have a chance to play. I think you've got to bring back tackle.
Well, and then it's like the Super Bowl gets pushed back a week, which is usually falls on President's Day.
Yeah.
Like then following Monday, which most like a lot of people have off work. So it lines up pretty well. So.
Yeah. Which, no, I totally agree.
Yeah. I mean, it works out pretty well there.
And like the other thing that goes along with that is there's been a lot of people talk about you need to give some sort of incentive to entice the guys to want to play. Like maybe it's okay if the winning team gets money. Granted, they're all making a lot of money right now. Winning team gets money.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. You got to do something to entice the guys to want to play.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe like, okay, the MVP, you get this or this. You get something.
Yeah.
So then I think if you did that, if you did like, okay, the MVP gets this, then all of a sudden these guys are like, oh, hey, we want to play because we want to potentially win the MVP.
Yep.
But that's all I have to say about that. So we're running short on time, but I'm going to have you and we're going to rank our top wide receiver duos in the league right now.
Ooh. It's easy for me. My number one wide receiver, it's Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. I honestly don't even think that there's anyone close to that. At least not that I can think off the top of my head.
I disagree.
Really? Who?
I know. I think they're number one.
Oh, you think there's someone close?
But I think there's a close two.
Who?
JJ, Justin Jefferson, and Jordan Addison.
Really?
You got to look at what Jordan Addison was able to do when Justin Jefferson was out this year. And I think the other one that you're also completely forgetting about.
Amon Ra.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah, but but Cup's been hurt so much. It's just like this year, he was not that good.
So I have mine, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, JJ, and Jordan Addison, Cup, and Puka Nacua. After that, I think AJ Brown.
Oh, and Devontae Smith. I think that they're my second. I think they're my second, and then it goes
over JJ and Jordan Addison. Wow, yeah,
for sure, for sure.
Who do you have at your four?
I mean, then it's Cooper Kupp and Puka. And then I don't even
and
know.
And I think at five, there's a few you could go at five, but at five, I like obviously. Some people are not going to like it. It's Tyreek Hill.
And Jalen. Ooh.
Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Honestly, I kind of forgot about them.
But I think it lines up perfectly for them to sit at five.
Yeah, I think so too. I kind of forgot about them, honestly. Just because
I did for a hot minute too.
Tua was out this year, so they were irrelevant. Yeah, I think I like that list.
Well, is there any others, anything else you had before we hop into picks?
I think it's time for picks.
Beautiful.
Go ahead and throw this up here. Oh, and would you look at that? First game of the
tomorrow.
We got Ohio State.
I think Ohio State wins, and I think it's going to be a much-needed win for an Ohio State team.
I would have to agree with that one right there. And then...
Yep, USC-Maryland game.
That could be...
I feel could be a big one. I think Maryland... Because USC is realistically still potentially fighting for a tournament bid.
Yeah, if they win out.
They got to win. In my opinion, I do. I think they got to win out.
Yeah.
But I do think Maryland takes care of that one.
I agree. Moving on to Friday, we got Marquette, a big one right Villanova. Here. Michigan State versus Michigan. I'm taking Michigan State. I think Michigan State pulls off a win here. Gonna take the Big Ten.
I'd agree.
Really? I'll be darned. I will be darned. And then
Tennessee, A&M. I think A&M wins. I don't think they lose too straight.
I'm taking Tennessee.
You know, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
And then we got Iowa State, Houston.
I think Houston gets it done, and I think a win like that could potentially propel Houston to a one seed.
Really? Okay. Let's see. Moving down the list here, we got Bama, Kentucky.
Bama. I think the Kentucky team's going to fall off hard.
I'm also taking
that Duke-Illinois game actually intrigues me, and I think Illinois, if they have a decent night shooting, I think could potentially pull that one out.
I disagree.
I think it will be Illinois.
Think Duke wins. Texas also plays. Yep, I'm taking Texas.
I am also taking Texas, considering that is an 0-13 South Carolina team in the SEC.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Moving on to Sunday here. I'm taking Purdue.
That UConn-St. John's game is also interesting to me.
I'm taking St. John's.
I am as well, but I think UConn could keep it close.
But you don't think they deserve a higher seed?
They don't, but I still think they are a tough team, but I don't think they deserve a 9 seed.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm taking Purdue.
Purdue, Illinois. You can't lose 4 in a row.
That's real. That'd be embarrassing, especially against IU.
Well, I think Purdue's upset enough right now that game could be a 30-point game.
I think this could be a close game.
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious. Houston, that's Texas.
Ohio State bias. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, maybe. I'm taking Houston.
I'm also taking Houston.
I know. Moving on to Tuesday. Yeah, Mississippi State, Bama.
Give me Bama at home.
I'm taking Bama as well. Then I believe we got one more game. Pick on Wednesday. Oh, no, we got two. Michigan State, Maryland. I'm taking Michigan State Maryland. All day. Really?
Maryland, to me, is one of the scariest teams in the Big Ten.
Okay. I'm taking...
Ole Miss, Auburn.
I'm taking Auburn. I was going to say.
I couldn't do it. I wanted to, but I couldn't.
And then I believe that is it.
What about your Ohio State Buckeyes? They only play once this week?
Oh, like shoot. I missed them.
Good job, Aiden. Good job.
Oh, shoot. Job. They play Monday? Nope. Sunday. Oh, shoot.
Sunday at UCLA. See, that could be a good one, but unfortunately for Ohio State, I don't think they get it done.
That's not unfortunately because they're winning.
Unfortunately, I don't think you get it done out on the West Coast. That's a tough travel.
That is. But you know what? They pull it through. You know why? Because it's the Ohio State.
Okay.
It's the Ohio State. Time to move on over to the NBA. As we look at tomorrow's games. Got the Celtics 76ers. The Celtics are going to go ahead and
win that game.
And then I'm looking at the Cavs. Yeah,
that's another bad game. I don't even want to look at it.
No more. Moving on to Friday. Ooh, Knicks, Cavs. Give me the Cavs.
Give me the Knicks.
All right, buddy. Moving down to the Mavs, Pelicans.
That's another bad game. Move on.
All right, none more that day. Let's see here. Nothing on Saturday.
Celtics, what is up with you not playing? Come on. There we go.
Celtics, Knicks. You know what? Give me the Knicks.
I think the Celtics. Of course you do.
Mavs, Warriors. Give me the Mavs.
Give me the Mavs on the road.
Scroll on down here. Grizzlies, Cavs. Give me the Cavs.
Give me Zach Edey and the Grizzlies.
Yeah, okay, buddy. He is losing. Moving on to Monday here.
Zach Edey's going to put up a double-double in that game.
We ain't got nobody playing on Monday either. Tuesday, we got the Celtics Raptors.
All right, move on. Bad game.
Yep.
Same thing with the Magic game. Move on.
Well, hey.
Move on. Bad game.
That's a pretty bad game. Ooh, Mavs, Lakers.
Ooh, okay.
I'm taking the Mavs.
Luka's AD's.
Oh, yeah, that is.
LA.
That is. Luka's playing his old team. Ooh, man.
Give me the Lakers.
I'm also taking the Lakers.
Sorry, Garrett. Sorry, not sorry.
Let's look at Wednesday. Celtics Pistons. Give me the Celtics.
Give me the Celtics.
All righty. I don't think any Got other it. Team plays. I believe so.
Beautiful.
Unfortunately, we lost Garrett halfway through. His connection was going out. So, but would you look at that? 20 episodes.
It's crazy to think about.
Man.
20 weeks.
Absolutely insane. What a pleasure. You know what? Thank you guys for watching for 20 weeks.
I would agree. Couldn't do it without you.
But through the NFL, into basketball, we're going to be talking about baseball more. I mean, holy cow, dude. I've just had such a great time with this.
Make sure to smash that subscribe and like button.
Oh, exactly. And you know what? We're going to be doing even more stuff. You know, we're going to be being more active on Twitter soon. I've been trying to get more stuff set up to be on Spotify. So we're going to be there hopefully soon.
We'll work on TikTok.
So you know what? Thank you guys for sticking around. We're going to be trying to get more stuff set up. Get this thing rolling a little bit more.
Yeah.
See what more we can do. So.
So right before we sign off, I'd like to offer congratulations and a good luck to the Columbia City Lady Eagles, the Whitco Lady Wildcats, and the Warsaw Lady Tigers, who have all made it to semi-state in girls basketball. Columbia City will be at Huntington North Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Whitco will be down in Logansport at 10 a.m. against Eastside. And Warsaw will be down in Frankfort, which where I will be, at noon or 1 o'clock is the tip-off for the Warsaw Lady Tigers and their matchup.
And hey, I will be at the championship.
If you get a chance and you're not busy on Saturday,
go to one of the games.
Which one?
I'll be at the championship game at in Huntington North at 8 p.m. Because we all know Columbia City's winning. They're going to the championship game, semi-state. Like, come on now. Then I'm going to have to go to Gainbridge. If they lose, it's going to be really,
well,
really bad.
Really if Warsaw makes it down there, I'm definitely down at Gainbridge.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's right. Nonsense. Look at you. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well,
no, I'm
so, yeah.
It'll be exciting.
If you're not busy on a Saturday, go watch some semi-state girls basketball.
Yeah, go support
them. It's fun.
It's exciting time, exciting environment.
It is exciting times.
So,
well, that's going to do it here for us here on Beyond the Scoreboard. Aiden, Garrett, Jackson, episode 20. Thank you all for listening in. Be sure to join us next week. Same time, 8 p.m. next Wednesday.
That's right. Be here or be square.
No kidding. We all thank you all for joining us, and we will see you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
See ya.